Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last few years, I've had people tell me that their kids don't talk to them. Their kids dislike them because of their political leanings. Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, Easter time, some of the families have started to shrink in terms of getting together because people are so politically polarized. And I find that the most ridiculous thing ever. Family is family. And to see families break up over politics, which is a flipping game, by the way, and a lot of this is fake, is ridiculous. But it happens. And I want to prevent families from breaking apart. Mind you, some individuals might be using that as an excuse. I get it. There's family members who you can't stand. Very easy to convince others to not have them come over because they don't think like you all do. So, whew, you don't have to be around that person. But was it really the politics? But many Gen Zs, millennials, might not think the same way their Gen X or baby boomer parents do. And even though politics should be a very small aspect of your day-to-day life, many individuals get consumed by it. And they allow it to be a big part of their life. I was interviewing a medical student, and he said his hobby was political, watching the news and watching political commentary. Well, good for him. If he really, really likes MSNBC or Fox News and he really enjoys that, good for him. But don't let that start to alter your relationships with individuals. And I think the media, or I think the powers that be, or these political parties want divisiveness. And nothing helps them more than the breakup of a family and that lack of cohesion. And so I'm begging you all, if you have a family that is very divided politically, get you guys together, get everybody together, and talk about how you're going to move forward in terms of still being a family and how you're not going to let politics intervene. Now, you know, within Republicans, some people are pro-DeSantis, some are pro-Trump, some are pro-Nikki Haley, Tim Scott. On the Democratic side, you have some Democrats pro-Biden, others pro-Newsom. I mean, first, explain to the family, if one of you is going to kind of spearhead this, that no two Democrats or no two Republicans are 1,000% alike. Just like no two Catholics, no two Jews, no two LDS. You know, everybody has their personal relationship with God. Everybody has their personal experience of politics and how they feel. You might look like, you know, on the outset, you guys think the same. But many people differ because of their experiences, who they love, their needs. So, you know, we have a really, really good friend that, you know, really supports the politics that support trial lawyers. That he's allowed to. That because that's his business. Just like we have family members or individuals who couldn't stand Obamacare. Well, yeah, if it hurt them, that's their opinion. It doesn't mean they're wrong. So, one, you need to establish to everybody that it is normal, completely 1,000% normal, to not all agree on politics. You know, the Republicans are going to fight in the primary, the Democrats are going to fight in the primary. I mean, Biden and Kamala Harris really went at it before she had to drop out of the primary. Now they're working together. So that's politics. Number two is, everybody needs to realize that politics are a show. When we found out that George Bush and Bill Clinton were friends, Trump went to the Clintons' wedding. Democrats and Republicans eat lunch together. They hang out. They even marry each other. Isn't Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend the ex-wife of Gavin Newsom? So, you see, it could be very fluid, our religious preferences. Understand that it's a game. And they want Republicans to be diehard Republicans or Democrats to be diehard Democrats. Number three is, what are their values and what is worth it to them? Is it really worth losing a relationship with your parent, with your child, with your brother or sister, or cousin because of politics? What is more important to you? Biden's going to come and go in the White House. Trump's going to come and go. Your senators, your congresspeople, your governors. But family sticks. You really want to lose a loved one because you supported President Trump or President Biden? Well, we have to think alike, and anybody who could vote for that other side is evil and racist and bigoted. Did you talk to them about it? Did you ask them why they voted for that one person versus another? I mean, is it that? Don't make a decision on your family member based on news sound bites and narratives. I mean, there may be some individuals that said, look, Obamacare really kicked my butt. I wish it was done better. And I'm voting for Trump, this is the last election, to try to revamp health care. Does that mean they are anti-everything you support? No. The average Republican or the average Democrat likes ideas from both sides. I can't tell you how many Democrats I've met that can't stand this student loan forgiveness plan. But there's also a lot of conservatives out there that want students to get college relief and not these colleges to still make a fortune off the taxpayers' back. So if you really have to, then with the family, get into politics, all right, have very relaxed discussions. If you feel like it's going to be too stressful not bringing up politics, then maybe have a let's see what we agree on day. But you have to, as a joint effort, make sure not to let...
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit DrinkTap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and every now and then we make global headlines. And apparently we have a former Las Vegas private school teacher who has been charged after being accused of having a four-year sexual relationship with a female student. This private school, I think, costs close to $10,000 a year. Allegedly, it's the Mountain View Christian School. And the teacher is Caitlin Glover, who has been accused. She's 34 years old and was the school's athletic and leadership director. We're being told that she reportedly sent naked images to the student, as well as performed sex acts on her in a van. So she faces a charge of felony lewdness with a child of 14 or 15 after engaging in a sexual relationship with a student between December 2017 and September 2021. I don't think she works at the school anymore. Glover is accused of starting the relationship by sending nude images to the student over Snapchat. Apparently, it then progressed to the point where the pair engaged in sex acts in her van at least once or twice a week. That's according to the Metro Police Department report. She is also facing two charges of being a school employee in a position of authority while engaging in sex with a pupil over the age of 16. She has denied the allegations and has argued that she was a mother figure and mentor to the student. Las Vegas police allege that the student came forward with the allegations in June of last year, identified the teacher. Why she didn't come forward sooner, very common with kids who feel they could be retaliated against, but the victim said she didn't tell anyone about their relationship for 4 years because the suspect said she would kill herself if the victim left her, or she would kill herself if she told the police. The former student told police she was coming forward after hearing that Glover was reportedly in a relationship with another student. The victim also told police that she and the teacher spoke on the phone daily for 4 years. Those conversations would include Glover telling the student about her previous relationships and sexual activity and sometimes phone sex. So the student did graduate the institution, I believe in 2021. A family member did contact the school about these allegations, so the teacher was fired when the child approached the family with this. So I guess the hearing is going to be in Las Vegas on September 14th. But currently the teacher is out on bond and has been ordered to have no contact with the alleged victim. So this is something that we keep hearing these stories of teachers and students. And my fear is it's a lot more common. The reason why we have Title IX to protect the students is and faculty, etc., is we don't want there to be sexual predators. And I'm not, again, she's innocent until proven guilty, but allegedly, in theory, when there is somebody of authority, they can very easily make somebody who is of student stature feel coerced. And it's a no-no. When I taught students, you never engage in any sort of inappropriate relationship with a student. Do students hit on you? Yeah. Say no. Not happening. Now, there are students that do fall for their professors or their teachers. Their hormones are raging, and some individuals find the older person to their liking. The teacher has to say no. And if they want to really protect their job, bring it to the administrator saying, look, a student approached me inappropriately. What do I do? How do I address this? And I would recommend any sort of teacher do that, because it can always be switched where the person could say, no, the teacher approached me. So you have to have a paper trail. You need to, you know, have your protections in place. So when I had an issue with somebody who I thought was being a little too, or trying to be a little too close, I immediately told my supervisor, what do I do? How do I handle this? And they handled it. You know, well, what we're going to do is they will, you know, use somebody else as their advisor or their go-to, you know, et cetera. So, you know, the attractions happen. And, you see jokes about this all the time where, you know, somebody said we should have a T-shirt that says, please be 18. You know, because if they meet somebody and they want to be with them, they want to make sure it's not somebody. What was it? Old school? Where not Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, his character slept with a very pretty girl at a party, and then she turned out to be in high school. You know, it's been made fun of, and the brunt of a lot of jokes, but it's a very serious matter. And the way the law goes is even if the child consented and the child wanted to be a part of it, there's no way to appreciate informed consent or to acknowledge that they had full consent. This is why there's so much debate about youth transgendering and informed consent, because if a child cannot, in the, you know, in the realm of law, give consent for sexual relationships with a grown-up, can, how do they also give consent for medical procedures? So it's a very tricky topic. But, you know, how often is this? How often are teachers sleeping with students? I mean, you know, if I, let's say, you know, had a great job for a fantastic school, you wouldn't want to jeopardize that. You know, physicians aren't supposed to sleep with their patients. Some do. And they get in trouble for that. Just because you have a patient, you're not supposed to sleep with them because you're in a position of authority. Have I had patients hit on me? Have I had patients ask me out? Have I had patients touch me inappropriately? Yeah, and I kicked them out. We even notified the board once. A man kept touching my boob, so we fired him as a patient, gave him the 30 days where he had time to find another provider, you know, would still take care of him remotely. But the wife called livid. Why did you fire my husband as a patient? I want answers now. So we went to the medical board going, what do we do with HIPAA? We have the wife wanting to know why. And, you know, the husband was a sleaze. And they said, well, you can't tell her. I go, well, what do we do? She's going to threaten to go to the board because we let him go as a patient. We didn't do abandonment. We followed all the rules. And they go, you told us what happened. We'll deal with it when they call. But you can't tell the wife. Because there's HIPAA. Even if he did an act that was inappropriate, you know, they did suggest I could go to the police if I wanted to, but I didn't want to. I just didn't know what to tell the wife. And all we said is, we're sorry, we can't discuss his personal, you know, medical issues. You have to ask him. Well, he obviously didn't tell her. So, you know, there's inappropriate behavior happens. And we're naive to think that there are adults out there or kids who do not fantasize or desire to be with people of older or younger ages. And it's frightening to think this does happen so often. Your job as a parent should be to make sure your teachers are very well aware of your presence and involvement in your child's life. And you need your child to be open with you. If this girl was speaking to this teacher every day for 4 years on the phone, the parents should have known about it. And that should have been very suspicious. I get there's mentors. I mentored students. You know, students checking in with me every once in a while, texting, you know, I told them to email, so at least there was presence on the school, because the school could access your email so they could see. But, you know, I get that, you know, look, I got an A, you know, everything's fine, you know, I got the date, it's all good, whatever. You know, I listened to your show the other day, sounded great. But having a conversation for 4 years with somebody every day, the parents should have been alerted to that. And so you as parents need to be aware that your child could be in an inappropriate relationship. And I understand having a teenager is tough. They don't want to tell you anything. I have kids that go, I'm okay, Mom. Everything's fine, Mom. Leave me alone, Mom.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
News update. One of the largest ever lottery paydays up for grabs in the next Mega Millions drawing. Tonight's jackpot now estimated at just over $1.5 billion. A Colorado law that would have raised the age for all gun purchases to 21 years old has been put on hold by a federal judge. Scientists officially labeling July as the hottest month recorded in world history. Lawyers for President Trump pushing back on a protective order request in his election interference case. That order filed by the Department of Justice. Trump's lawyers saying that it violates the First Amendment. At least two people are dead after severe storms slammed the eastern U.S. yesterday. More than a million people lost power. Corey Myers, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've had another shark attack, this time on Rockaway Beach in New York City. You don't usually hear of shark attacks that high north in the Atlantic, as well as Rockaway. And right now the beach is closed to swimmers and surfers. After a woman was attacked by a shark, 65-year-old woman was bitten before 6 p.m. on Monday. She was swimming off of the beach. It's in Queens. And they haven't had, I believe, an attack since 1953. She lost 20 pounds of flesh from her leg above the knee. Spokesperson for New York City Police Department told the New York Times that the woman was alive. She was in serious condition but stable. They say the last shark attack occurred with a 15-year-old boy back in 1953. A shark was hooked in his fishing line. I'm not exactly sure what happened to the boy. Then the previous last Rockaway Beach shark attack was in 1909. Now, this summer, they say the Long Island coast has had at least 6 sightings or 6 attacks. So I'm looking at the woman's leg. It's a big chunk. You know, luckily they didn't hit a major artery. But this shark bite took about 20 pounds off of flesh. So police applied a tourniquet to the victim. She was rushed to the hospital. And swimmers were ordered out of the water. Police then flew a drone and a helicopter over the beach to locate the shark, but were unsuccessful. Park Department officials said the New York Police Department and Fire Department would continue with aerial surveillance. But the beach is closed to swimming and surfing. I mean, pretty frightening stuff. Now, they say the attack is the latest of a lot of incidents in recent weeks. The Rockaways being as far west as they are, because Queens is more, if I remember correctly, Queens isn't at the tip of the island. Queens is more towards the mainland. It's very odd for that. One Long Island shark expert told Daily News that it was likely the attack was the result of poor visibility in the water. The water was churned up. There was a lot of wind because I think they've been having storms. The water might have been more murky. So they think that that might increase the bites as there's cloudiness to the water. Maybe the shark banged into her, didn't know, and bit. I don't know. I think they watch us. I've seen Jaws. I saw the Megalodon movie. I think they could see our legs and they get hungry. And the funny thing is most sharks don't really want to eat people. They want to eat seals or sea lions or other fish. They don't necessarily want somebody bony. But if you're a little bit more stout, maybe they will think that there's meat. So they say a teenager was attacked by a shark over 4th of July weekend on Fire Island. And that was one of the 6 Long Island attacks. And then it was a 15-year-old who got bit, and he survived. Prior to 2022, New York only had a dozen unprovoked bites. Over the last decade, there were just 4 people bitten by sharks. Why now? Last year, 8 people reported being bitten. So if the numbers are rising, what is this? Now, one person suggested it's the cocaine. That as drug cartels are trying to come to Florida or come to our coast, if they are about to get in trouble with authorities, they dump the cocaine to the bottom of the ocean. Harder to find, harder to prove it's theirs. Sharks get into it and get stoned. I don't know, though, if I'm convinced that that's, you know, part of it or all of it, but it could be part of it, absolutely. It could also be they're getting hungrier. Maybe their food sources are down. Maybe with all the chemicals in the water and drugs in the water, they are getting more angry, easier to provoke. But, you know, it's frightening that this type of stuff, you know, happens. But there was a lifeguard, July 3rd, that was bitten on the chest and hand. In July, there was a 41-year-old who suffered a leg gash on July 13th, a 57-year-old on June 30th, lacerated their foot. A 49-year-old Arizona man was bitten on the buttocks and the hand, July 13th. A 16-year-old at Kismet Beach on Fire Island got hit. And then on July 7th, a 7-year-old, they say a 7-year-old lifeguard. I didn't know we let 7-year-olds lifeguard, but he was bitten on Fire Island Beach. So, yeah, kind of concerning. So keep your eyes out. Be aware. You know, it's interesting. We were just at the beach in Santa Barbara, and I saw something triangular. I wasn't really looking for it, but we had seen a seal a few minutes before. Then I saw what looked like a possible fin, and I'm like, okay, yeah, luckily the beach wasn't that busy. So I tell everybody, I go, I think there's a shark. You know, I'm screaming, where's my kids? They were apparently sitting next to me. I just didn't see them. They were quiet. You know, not used to the kids being quiet. But, yeah, just kind of be aware. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's see, we're being told that I think there was a woman was attacked by these animal attacks. They fascinate me, you know, because I love being outside. But here was a woman in Texas. She was attacked by a snake and a hawk. The snake attacked her first, and then a hungry hawk tried to grab her, thinking that, I guess, trying to grab the prey from the snake. She had lacerations and bruises on her arm. She feels very lucky to have survived. But fascinating, Peggy Jones told Click 2 Houston that she was on a tractor mower when a snake fell out of the sky and landed on her. I see. It was the hawk's prey. The hawk caught a snake, didn't hold on to the snake. The snake fell, landed on her, began to tighten around her arm, and then a hawk swooped down to try to get the snake back. The hawk didn't care that Jones was there in the middle of it and began clawing. And the snake was squeezing so hard while she was trying to wave her arms in the air. Oh, I would have been screaming. The hawk, she said, was swooping down, clawed at my arm over and over. I just kept saying, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. I would have been beside myself, begging the Lord to step in. Eventually, the hawk was able to rip the snake from her arm. Yeah, she was all bloodied up, pretty bruised up, deep lacerations. Husband didn't know what she was talking about. And then went to the emergency room. I'm looking at a picture. It's pretty macerated. So she survived, thank God. I don't think the bite, I think the difference between venomous and poisonous is venomous is something that can inject poison into you and attack you. Poisonous is something that you eat and get sick from. So, yeah, apparently that snake was venomous. There are 670 species of bird found in the region, 19 hawk species, 15 roam the region regularly. We aren't really sure what type of hawk, what type of snake. Obviously, this wasn't caught on camera. But, man, you know, I live in the desert. And so when I want to walk the dog, we like to walk the dog at night because it's so hot and the ground is cooler. But that's when the snakes are more active. And my dog wants to go pee-pee and smell around the bushes. We have to keep the dog away from the bushes, and the dog gets so mad at us for keeping her on a tight leash away from the bushes. But these snakes, these rattlesnakes, will kill them in one bite. And we have the coyotes, like that one coyote that killed my kitty cat. And you have these animals that this is their world. They don't care that humans inhabit it. They don't care that there's concrete. They don't care that there's buildings and Wi-Fi. This is their world. And they're going to work around you. And if they're trying to eat and you're in the way, they don't care. In fact, there's been coyotes that have been jumping into our backyards to eat our pets. Yeah, nature is getting ugly. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the COVID vaccine, especially the bivalent and some of the boosters, were not very popular. Once the government realized it was ridiculous to mandate and people didn't like the way they felt after the vaccine, they didn't like they were still getting COVID, some of them were not convinced that the vaccine helped. I think it did help, but people, you know, they were like, you know what, I think I'm going to pass, and, you know, I've been vaccinated enough. We have, you know, we had actually plenty of vaccines. We had a lot of supply. They couldn't give them away. Well, what's interesting is in the UK,
The vaccines are being restricted. And they are not going to be offered to people who are healthy this winter. The Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization advises the UK government, and remember, the UK is has socialized medicine, and with socialized medicine, they have to limit, they only have limited resources, so they have to be a lot more choosy with their medical care. So those who are eligible now for the in the UK. For a COVID vaccine would be residents who are in home health facilities, any adult over 65. If you are high risk and not healthy, I hate using that term, but if you're at high risk or vulnerable and you're under 64 years old, if you are a frontline health or social care worker, if you are 12 to 64, but you are a household contact of people who can't vaccinate or are immunosuppressed, you could get it. And if you're 16 to 64 and you care for people who work in, who are living in these assisted facilities, etc. So it's a little fascinating that here you are, in this day and age, with people not really excited about the vaccine. We have, from what I understand, plenty of it, but they have to start limiting who gets it. And when we keep saying that we want to emulate what the UK does or what Europe does in terms of socialized medicine, I always want to kind of caution people going, are you watching what's going on over there? If you try to triage things in America, they get pretty grumpy. So one thing that might be of a concern is when we first got the COVID vaccine, remember how strict and regimented the thawing process was and the delivery process? The Pfizer vaccine had to be of a certain temperature, and if it went under that temperature, they had to throw the batch out. Then Moderna came out going, oh, you know what, we're kind of a little bit more flexible. You could be out of the refrigerator a little longer. It's not as strict. And then what ended up happening was Pfizer came back going, oh, okay, yeah, us too. And you're like, wait a second, I just thought you said that it couldn't be out of the refrigerator X amount of time or the freezer because it'll then be useless. Nobody really kind of clarified that. And then they said, if we don't use them, once we take them out of the refrigerator, we lose them. So what would end up happening is at the end of the day, those who weren't eligible for the shot, if there were extra vials that were about to get thrown out, people could wait in the parking lot to see if they could get one. And there were shot scavengers who were able to go and get one because they waited in the parking lot of a place to see if they had any extra at the end of the day. So when I saw that in America we weren't giving out a lot of vaccines because people didn't want them, my question was, well, they only have a certain amount of shelf life. Are they all being thrown out? Don't throw them out. Ship them to countries who need them. And so maybe companies ordered less or countries ordered less. Maybe there is a shortage because they had to throw a lot of the shots out. I'm not sure. But it is fascinating that they have to limit and now triage who gets it. I agree with their decisions in terms of those who are in resident facilities and those who care for immunosuppressed individuals. But when you don't have enough resources for your population, you have to limit them. Now, also what's going on in England is it looks like there's going to be a doctor strike. In 2 days in September, there's going to be a walkout. And the 48-hour walkout will affect routine services. Emergency care will still be covered. And but the British Medical Association said the strike is going to happen September 19th and September 20th. The government has said there will be no more pay talks. They agreed to a 6% pay increase that an independent pay review body recommended. The union has asked for more to make up for what it says is repeated pay cuts. Pay fell about 27% since 2008 once inflation was taken into account. The BMA said once changes to tax and pension contributions are factored in, the cut to take-home pay is actually 35%. Now, unlike the junior doctors, which are the residents that took strike action last week or are doing it next week, the older doctors, they call them the senior doctors, which would be the attendings, would be happening then for those 2 days in September. And they want to see the government to start giving pay raises. So one thing you do have to understand is if we do go socialized, doctors become unionized, or they're going to want to become unionized. Now, in America, if doctors go on strike, it's only for that one particular company, whoever's hiring them. So you could go down the street to another hospital. It's not like the culinary union that provides the workers for all of the hotels, or in California, the union for the actors and actresses. But when it comes to, you know, if a doctor says, let's all strike, you know, who's paying us? I'm getting paid from a different company than my colleague. So who are we asking for the demands from? There's not a single entity. But once you go socialize and you start to work for the government, because that's pretty much where it's going to be, now you can strike against the government, or you can strike against the entity that is paying doctors through the government. That could be dangerous. You know, when doctors tried to strike over the malpractice limits, it was difficult because we all had a common cause to let the state legislator know that if you don't protect us, more doctors are going to leave, because we lost a lot of doctors when the St. Paul Insurance Company left because of all the lawsuits. People were suing doctors left and right, and many of them were frivolous lawsuits, so we needed protections. So the doctors in Las Vegas threatened to strike at the major hospitals. And you had some private offices close. The only issue I had is I was open, because I had a lot of high-risk individuals, and we were very unclear on the lawsuits if they didn't get their medication, if they didn't get their care, because I do also some acute care. And even though the majority of it was with the hospitals and some of us side doctors wanted to show our support, it really wasn't clear what our liability would be or our abandonment sanctions would be. And so, you know, did we all strike? No. Only a handful of doctors did the strike. But it did make an impact. You get on a government-funded healthcare system, it's everybody can close down. So it's serious. It's definitely serious stuff. So we'll see what happens in England, but we got to be careful what we wish for. Because, you know, we want cheaper health care. But if doctors strike, say we want to be paid more, well, then it's going to cost more. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.